On today's podcast, we'll cover week one of four on PPE Beyond the Basics. So stay tuned. Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast. What makes PPE the last line of defense? Personal protective equipment, or PPE, plays a vital role in warehouse safety, but it's important to remember where it stands in the safety hierarchy. PPE isn't just your first defense, it's your last. Relying on it too early or misusing it can give a false sense of security and put people at risk. One of the top priorities of a safety culture is eliminating safety hazards before workers are exposed. Engineering solutions, process changes, and administrative controls should come first. PPE only steps in when other methods fall short. But when used correctly, it can mean the difference between a close call and a life-altering injury. Here are a few tips to assist you in understanding why PPE is the last line of defense. Number one, always aim to eliminate the hazard first. Before anyone reaches for PPE, ask the right questions. Can the hazard be removed, reduced, or replaced? If there's a way to eliminate the need for PPE, take it. PPE should never be your go-to fix. Number two, PPE supports safety, it doesn't replace it. You can't use PPE to escape unsafe processes. Think of PPE like a seatbelt. It helps after something goes wrong. Safety systems, training, and engineering controls are your primary defenses. PPE adds one more layer. Number three, know what your PPE is protecting you from. Each piece of gear serves a purpose. Gloves for cuts, goggles for splashes, and hearing protection for loud machinery are just a few examples. If you don't understand the hazard, you won't know if your PPE is the right match or if you need more. Number four, wearing the wrong PPE can be worse than wearing none at all. A few examples of this would be gloves that snag on conveyor belts, goggles that fog and block your view, or ill-fitting gear that causes distractions. If PPE is uncomfortable or interferes with your work, you're more than likely to misuse or skip it altogether, which opens the door to accidents. We mentioned things being uncomfortable. In some cases, being uncomfortable is going to be something that is needed, but what we're talking about is if it is uncomfortable and unneeded. And last, but certainly not least, make PPE a shared responsibility is number five. Supervisors need to provide the right gear, workers need to wear it correctly, and everyone needs to speak up when something's not working. PPE is going to work best when supported by teamwork and communication. PPE can only do its job when everything else has been done first. That includes hazard assessments, safety procedures, and routine inspections. PPE is a backup plan, not the first solution. So before putting it on, ask yourself, did we do everything possible to make this task safe without it? As always, we always want you to go through and follow the rules and regulations of your specific facility, but these are going to be a great place to start on why PPE is the last line of defense. And thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.